Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning on this absolutely glorious Hawaii day. It's May 13th, 2017, and we are back in the clubhouse at the Mid-Pacific Country Club clubhouse. It is the Jenny K. Wilson Golf Tournament with our incredible view of the Ko'olau Range. I have the best seat in town. I'm overlooking the glorious Ko'olau Range. It's this jagged, green-edge mountain range that just reaches up against the beautiful blue sky on the one side of me, and then on the other side of me is this fabulous view of the blue Pacific Ocean lapping against the white sand of Lanikai Beach. The sun is rising behind the moat sitting offshore of Lanikai Beach. This is the 67th playing at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Golf Tournament. This tournament's been hosted by the Mid-Pacific Country Club for 67 years. And organized by the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division, Linda Fujitani is the assistant chair of the ladies' division here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and they do an amazing job. Not only is this a golf tournament, it is a cultural event. Folks hear the oli, the prayer is chanted before the event begins, and then the culmination after the event is over, the huge banquet with singing and dancing and the women playing ukulele and the hula. It's really an amazing coming together of women, amateur golfers, amateur players from the age of 11 when Michelle Wee was here and she won. And last year we had a gal, 83 years old, playing here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. This is golf for life, and it's an amazing event. There are five flights, from the championship flight down to the E flight. So obviously, just about anyone who feels competition in their veins and they've worked hard on their game has a place to play here in the Mid-Pacific Country Club's Jenny K. Invitational Golf Tournament. So first off, let me just tell you, it's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be clear this morning with a little cloud cover coming up and a little rain just to cool us off this afternoon and evening. And the high between 82 and 87. Now, we've got variable winds, 5 to 15. So this is definitely, hey, you know you need sunscreen. So if you're going to come out and watch the Jenny K, slather it on and reapply, as they say, frequently. Just to take a look at the leaderboard, Natsumi Nakanishi shot a 7-under 65. That's what the pros were shooting during the mid-pack open. She's here from Japan. They have an event in Japan that if you win that event, you get an invitation to come here to the Jenny K. And last year, we had two winners from Japan who did just that, and they came over and played. Also, Casey Masuda, Naomi Wong, Aiko Leong, Claire Choi, Mamoko Kayano, Kami Hamada, Malia Nam, Patty Schremer, Alanis Sakuma, Allison Takamiya, and Jae-Oon Park with Jeannie Pack and Caitlin Tonai and Lacey Uchida. That's your top 10 with six young ladies, because that's the championship flight for the most part. All of those young ladies are tied for 10th place. And speaking of 77s, they were the strongest scores in 78, but the A flight, Nicole Nita and Pua Daniels are tied for first in the A flight with 79. Excellent scoring, and I got to start out with Mark Rolfing. He is the director of golf here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. And what did I say?
Mark Rolfing.
Did I just call you Mark Rolfing?
I love to be called Mark Rolfing.
I have a room of beautiful women walking in, and I'm distracted, and I'm thinking, Mark Sousa, director of golf, he is the Aloha Section Professional of the Year from 2016. Such an amazing man who's been... Now, Mark Sousa, how long have you been here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Okay, full-time. I graduated from Arizona State in 73, in May of 73, and I've been here since June of 73. Can you believe that?
It's like you've... If this this event's been going on for 67 years. How many years have you been a part of making it possible?
Well, God, I remember back in 69 when Billy Beamer won the tournament, and there were people walking on the moon. Billy Beamer's in our top level of our parking lot. We had a tent there, and she's accepting the award for the championship. I've been since 69, and then I caddied in 67. I've been around for Jenny K a while, and I've seen a lot of changes, and the golfers are getting younger and talented, and it's just amazing.
It's one thing that Rick, our executive producer, said, that when he goes downstairs into the pro shop and some of the championship flight ladies decide that they're going to join us in the clubhouse from the pro shop before they go to their tee time, he said, okay, I'm looking for championship flight, champion. And this little girl puts her hand up, and he says, no, championship, I'm championship. Okay? It's like Michelle Wee walked through that door when she was 11 years old. Her mother said, I want you to interview my daughter. And she sat down. It was the most amazing moment, and I thought, well, let's start with, how often do you practice? And she practiced 5 hours a day during school and 7 hours on the weekend. She was an amazing young woman as a golfer and continues to be as a young lady, as a woman. Mark Souza, are you doing rules this year? What are you doing?
I'm doing the rules today. I'm helping out with the rules out there on the golf course. But the golf course is such in great shape that there's hardly any rules decisions that we're making out there, which is a lot of fun, because when you go into a situation, you got to make sure, oh, God, I hope I got this right. But anyway, we like it. When the course is in good shape, there's no major...
Yes, no issues.
No issues.
Yes. except there's a lost dog.
There
are people who are desperately seeking the shelter dog that was adopted, that got loose, and now is running around Mid-Pacific Country Club, 7th green, spotted on the 7th?
Right. Maggie was spotted on number 7 on Wednesday. She got loose by Iana Street, which borders our 7th and 12th fairways, and 13th.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the dog got loose, and there were people on Facebook. They got it out on Facebook. They posted a picture of Maggie. We got Maggie's picture in the golf shop, so
You've got people who are looking, they don't know anything about golf,
right.
And they're on the course, they don't know that they're violating every rule during a tournament, right?
Absolutely, and I'm trying to be as nice as I can and says, oh, by the way, you're trespassing, but let me escort you off here.
And if we see Maggie, we'll get her.
And we'll find Maggie.
Yes, we'll find
Maggie.
What is Maggie? She's a border collie?
Border collie, she's 30 pounds. And she's got patches on her eyes. And she's white with patches on her eyes. And it's she was originally from Wailua, and her owners are in the military, so they were off assignment.
PCS,
and they came back, and they loaned it. Or they put the dog in Lanikai at a friend's house, and it got loose.
And then it got loose. Okay, so she's completely out of her element. And we're concerned about Maggie.
Absolutely.
Meantime, we've got this fabulous tournament, and the girls are already teeing off. It's 7 o'clock. We have a whole bunch of ladies on the practice facility, and I just have to take in this view. It is spectacular. When you, when you're moving around through the course, tell me something. You put on the mid-pack open, and you also have the Jenny K. Now, the mid-pack open is a professional and amateur event.
Correct.
It's men, but there was a gal who played last month.
Yeah,
she did
right.
Very, very well.
Melissa Chow, right?
Yes. And and now we have the Jenny K. What's the biggest difference between these two events?
Well, the Jenny K, they seem to have more fun. The players they're into camaraderie and playing, and they're talking, and they're very serious. They're practicing hard because they want to win the tournament. But it seems like they're a little more relaxed. And in our women's division, our chairman Susan Earn and she's running the Jenny K. But they got enough food for them and coffee and the bag attendants are there getting their bags, and they're having a great time.
Now this isn't the caddy event though. So when did that change? When did it you were caddying 1 year, and now I know that no caddies are allowed.
Oh, no, there's caddies for championship flight. We decided that we'll see how it goes because, again, pace of play is a major concern in a tournament, and usually what we've experienced in the past is that caddies will get a little too involved and slow down the play, but so far it's working great, you know.
So this is the first
like
year with caddies back?
Caddies back in a few years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this is interesting. Change is important, bringing that because the girls that are in the championship flight are definitely in competition, and their whole idea is to pursue that competitive, them take going to the USGA and on to events that are happening this summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the women's AM and all the things that are going to be happening. So thank you so much. Mark, I know you're really busy, and you've got so much to do, and you... What are you saying?
I mean, our team out there is so organized. We're having such a good time. I'm just kind of floating around out there like a butterfly, so I'm not really kind of that involved, but we got a great team out there. And
do they make it easy for you?
Absolutely, especially our rules team. Like Jim Femia has got the team together, and Jim and I marked off the golf course on Thursday, so it's all good shape. We didn't use that much paint. Usually we go through a lot of spray paint. We only use 2 cans of red and 4 cans of white, so the course is in good shape.
you can judge it by how much paint.
Yeah, absolutely. And when the course is in good shape, there's not much to mark, and we're just borderline with the paint, so it's in good shape.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Jason Amoy, our superintendent, is doing a fantastic job.
Jason is always fantastic. Right. What are the greens running at?
Well, they were rolling them this morning, yeah. So yesterday they were running about 10.
That's what I thought.
I'm not sure what they're running today because I saw the roller's going up and down. I said, uh-oh, that's going to be quick.
I should get Jason in here. if you see him, ask him if he'll drop by.
Okay, he was here
for the Mid-Pack Open.
Absolutely.
We talked a little bit about his love for making it a little bit hard.
Right.
Not necessarily the first and second day. During the Open, it's 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes to torture people around Saturday.
Well, he likes to see what the scores are. If the scores are really low, He's gonna pump up those greens a little quicker. But if they're like, you know, around par, then he'll pass.
And these are turtleback greens. This is a Seth Rayner design course.
Yeah, Seth Rayner, absolutely.
Yes.
Right. There's a Seth Rayner Society out there that we have people that come out here. They play all of his golf courses. And
yes. The executive director of the Seth Rayner Design of Society was on the show during the Mid-Pack Open.
Right.
Yes, and he is a renowned golf course architect. And he actually passed before this course was finished. So someone actually did the completion of the course. So
absolutely.
We're lucky in Hawaii. We have two. We have the Wailea Country Club, which doesn't look the way he designed it originally because of all the hotel work that was done. But this is still pretty much exactly
the way
it was laid out. So we're very lucky. Mark Souza, thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
Director of Golf here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's always a pleasure. I don't know, is there something you wanted to say that I didn't give you a chance to?
No, you did a good job. We covered it all.
We covered it.
It's so organized. The women are a lot organized, a lot better organized than the men. But anyway, thank you, and I've got to get out there, and hopefully there's no major rules infractions out there. We're going to have a good time out there. And aloha.
Thank you very much, Mark Souza. We're going to come back and take care of the people who make this show possible because without the sponsors, I wouldn't have this show. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. You should really check them out. Their team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Their dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy all come from the heart. So call Alan Nakata and Associates at 548-7526 and learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And good morning. It's a glorious day in Lanikai. We are looking at the Ko'olau Range. We're overlooking the first tee at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, where the 67th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Golf Tournament is underway. The woman in the lead is, well, she's amazing. She shot a 7-under 67 yesterday. That's what the professionals were playing during the Mid-Pacific Country Club. If they shot a 67, a mid-pack open, rather, if they shot a 67, they were in heaven. I'm sure she is, too. She's from Japan. She played in a tournament in Japan, and the way I understand it works is that if you win that tournament, you actually get an invitation to come and play in the Jenny K. So our tournament chair, Susan Earn, is here. Welcome to the show. We just need to get the microphone correct here. Susan Earn, there we go. Could we give her a little bit more volume, please? I'm not sure that's the right mic. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. How are you today?
There you are.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. Bobby Senia, you're in charge. I understand you're a kumu.
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you very much.
That's awesome. And you are in charge of entertainment. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned that this is a very special event because not only is it a golf tournament, but it's really a cultural bringing together of all the women from so many different cultural backgrounds. I mentioned the Japanese players who've come here. They experience something that they've all wanted to come to. Hula is huge in Japan. They love hula in Japan. We have hula halau who come here. They want to compete in events, and they love the culture. So when you begin with the oli at the beginning, that's an amazing. Tell us about how that tradition started.
I'm not really sure exactly how it started, but one of our members' daughter, at the time, Mapuana da Silva, which I'm sure you know, mm-hmm. Her mother was very instrumental at this club with the Jenny K. And Mapuana used to come and do the opening for us, but her mother has passed on, and Mapuana is very busy. So since we have members that can do that, we do it now ourselves. We do the opening oli, and then on Thursday, Susan and I go out and bless the course, you know, go to the four corners. And we also go to the places that give us a little trouble, like the fifth hole, the 12th hole, and ask a special help for getting us through the tournament.
That's wonderful.
We're trying to carry on that tradition. And, yes, it is very big in Japan. I actually have a hula sister that unikied with me who lives in Japan, but came here to train with my kumu, Ed Kalahiki, and unikied with us to be a kumu.
Wow.
So she has her own halau now in Japan.
Wow.
A small one, but...
But still, yeah.
Yeah, so yes, it's very big in Japan, and they very much appreciate the culture when they come here to play in the tournament.
Oh, I bet they do.
Witness that and enjoy the hula. So we try to keep that in.
It's important because we say Jenny K. Wilson was a dancer in King Kalakaua's court.
Yes.
And she traveled around the world. She went to the courts of Europe to dance.
Several expos. She participated in world fairs, expos back in early 1900s, late 1890s. So, yes, but she was very, very, very good dancer. But in those days, I don't know if anybody knows, hula dancers that did that weren't as respected as they are now. So when she met John Wilson, his mother wouldn't allow him to marry her.
Well, there was...
So they had to wait 14 years for Mama Wilson to go, and then they got married.
And then John had to prove for 14 years to Mom that this was the woman for him. And John Wilson, by the way, is the former mayor.
Right.
Who is the Wilson Tunnel you travel through. That's Mayor Wilson.
Right.
And his wife is Jenny K.
Right.
Jenny K. Wilson. A beautiful person who did not play golf, but she was asked to lend her stature to the tournament.
Correct, yes. Yeah. In 1950, when the ladies started the tournament, they were looking for a name or something that would lend prestige to the tournament. And so they asked her, and she said, oh, yes, of course, you can use my name. And she always came to the banquets and presented the awards until she passed.
That's wonderful. And that's where we have her portrait with us at all times. Yes,
right.
It's beautiful, and the crest.
Yes.
It's beautiful. So, Susan Earn, you do an amazing job putting this event together, the women's division, and you leading the women's division.
Thank you.
Yeah, it must be quite an undertaking. How many, 9 months in advance do you start?
We actually start meeting in January.
Oh, never mind.
And I have an amazing committee. There's 22 members on the committee, and I have a co-chair, Linda Kilburn, who's my whisperer, and she keeps me straight and reminds me of things that I need to do. And so we just start meeting, and everybody, a lot of people have been on the committee for several years, so they kind of know what to do and what's expected, and that makes it so much easier, and it gets very exciting as the tournament nears, and we're all excited, and it's very fun, and I enjoy it. And we're doing something very special this year. This is the inaugural year of the Jenny K. Merritt Scholarship.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I have a list. This is such a good idea. People sell tee boxes to raise money for lots of different tournaments. And this is the first year where the tee box sponsors were making it possible for young ladies to apply to get scholarships.
Correct.
How many scholarships are you giving out because of this?
We are awarding 15 $500 scholarships this year, and I think that we want to pay it forward. These young women are, the main criteria was a passion for playing golf, a willingness to strive and work hard, and so their applications were screened for those qualities, and we're just fortunate that we have these tee box sponsors that were wanting to participate, and I'm very excited about it.
This is awesome. And the recipients, Alexandra Bunton, Lorraine Char, Kami Hamada, Kara Kaneshiro, Kyung-Yung Lee, Mickey Manta, Kristen Miyagi, Malia Nam, Nicole Nita, Alanis Takuma, Taryn Takuma, Allison Takamiya, Danielle Ujimori, Rachel Wang, and Naomi Wong. Now, if you follow junior golf at all, many of these names are very familiar to you, and many of these young ladies have played for years in the Jenny K, haven't they? I mean, I'm looking at Mickey Manta and Alanis Takuma and Malia Nam. I have a picture of Malia. She was sitting on the show in here talking with me before going out to play. So this is really wonderful. And the people who made this possible, I have a long list, and I don't want to leave anybody out. It's just really, how did you approach them?
Well, we were fortunate in the beginning because two of our club members stepped up to be our Aloha sponsors, and that's critical to make the operation of the tournament viable, because we try to keep the cost of the tournament to the players at a reasonable fee, which it is. And so then in trying to promote the scholarship idea, we have several members who have businesses, and then we thought, well, okay, maybe they'd be willing to, you know, everybody loves golf here for the most part. They have daughters that they would like to see playing perhaps. So it kind of started from that, and it kind of started to snowball. And we've just really been fortunate to have the sponsorship, not only for the Aloha sponsors, but the T-Box sponsors. And also, I would like to just put a plug in for Nahoku, who also has designed our pendant this year for the champion, and it is gorgeous.
Nahoku?
And yes, and that's their donation to the tournament.
That's
yes.
Fantastic. And thank you so much to A Shade Above, About Face Hawaii, Art Baufman, Cactus, Dave and Lucy Conway, The Islander Group, Judge Victoria S. Marks, VSM LLC, Kiani, Alan, and Michaela Mahak, Nahoku, as we mentioned, North Rice and Yeko, Nick and Kathy Ordway, Peter and Sue Osborne, Pat Miyamura Dental Office, The Thursday Club, Wally and Kim Tusha, and UHA. Awesome group of people. I didn't even get to the special friends. Maybe we'll do that on our next break. We have to take a break quick and thank the people who make this show possible. Kulia I Kanu'u, strive for the highest. That is the motto of Jenny K. Women's Invitational. We are at the 67th annual Jenny K. Wilson Women's Invitational Golf Tournament at Mid-Pacific Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we're here again at the most beautiful golf course, I think, in the Pacific Ocean. This is amazing. When you look at the Ko'olau range and you tee off on the first tee, and you have this beautiful long fairway in front of you, and you're at an elevated tee, and you know, I mean, it was really designed to make you feel, I don't know, special. And it's kind of like, it's not intimidating because you're high up and you have a sense that you're going to at least get it going somewhere. It's a long distance. I'm talking with some wonderful ladies here. Bobby Femia is in charge of the entertainment division, or the entertainment committee. And Susan Earn is the Mid-Pacific Country Club. We've got the women's division who put this on, and then you select people within the women's division to do different jobs. And your job is to be the chair. We have a beautiful young woman coming in right now into the clubhouse here. I'm actually taking over Jim Sweeter's spot, and I feel very grateful that I get to sit in his office. And I was just wondering, Allison Takamiya, she is tied for 10th after her 77 yesterday. Allison Takamiya, welcome to the show. Okay, we need to make sure that her microphone is on, please. There we go. Thank you very much. Okay, Allison, what's it like? I was just talking about standing on the first tee here and getting ready to tee off. Does that elevation give you a sense of comfort? What does it feel like?
At first, I was really nervous because after they announced my name and everyone clapped, it was all quiet. And then I felt that everyone was looking at me, so it made me want to hit a good shot.
Yes. Focus, focus, focus.
Yeah.
Yes. And kind of get into the quiet. Do you have your pre-shot routine? Is there a thought process that you have in involved in that pre-shot routine?
Normally I just try to swing smooth, because if I try to like hit it too far, then I know I'm not gonna hit it straight, and then I get myself into trouble.
Yes. So you're not thinking distance, you're thinking straight.
Yeah.
And then let the distance take care of itself.
Yeah.
That's excellent. The greens, you know, we were talking about Jason Amoy, the superintendent here, and he loves to make firm, fast greens. What was it like yesterday?
It was fast, but my putts were fast, but for some reason, like on the last hole, my tip, it just bit into the green, so it just stopped. But other than that, yeah, it was pretty firm.
Firm and fast.
Yeah.
Where did you start playing golf? When did you start playing golf?
I started playing when I was 5, so about 9 years ago. And my dad, one day, he just asked me if I wanted to play golf with my other friend. So I said, yeah, because I thought it would be fun. So we took at Les Uehara. We took from him, and then I've been playing ever since then.
Wow. And where do you go to school?
Punahou.
And so are you on the Punahou golf team now?
Yeah. Our season ended about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Okay, as you know, you're Punahou, there's pretty much a track in your future, probably. What's your college of choice?
I haven't really been thinking about it too much, but I kind of want to go somewhere on the West Coast.
So maybe UCLA, USC, that would be fun to be on their golf team.
Yeah.
do you practice a lot before tournaments? You do a lot of warm-up?
Like the week before?
No, I mean the day of, the morning of.
I normally like to hit balls to loosen up my swing, and then I always putt.
Yes, putting. Yeah. Always putt. Get a sense of those greens.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's such a pleasure talking with you. Is there anybody you want to thank?
I wanted to thank my parents, because they always do stuff for me. They always take me to the course, and they always help me practice and support me. And I would also like to thank Coach Mark, because he always spends his time to help me improve my game.
Coach Mark? Would that be Coach Mark there? Mark, that would be Coach Mark. Mark Souza. Allison Takamiya, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
It's a real pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Aloha. Have a great round.
Thank you.
May you hit the sweet spot every time. It's young ladies like Allison Takamiya that make this so much fun, these tournaments, and doing this show, meeting Allison and all the young women who come out and play and practice, you know, for so many hours out of their day, and giving up. She said she wanted to play with her friends, but by the same token, they give up so much of their social time that a lot of kids, they all already have. You must find it invigorating, Susan, to have you know, all the kids around when you're doing this tournament?
I do, and in reading through the scholarship applications, you can see a train of commonality there, where their GPAs are high, their focus, the amount of time that they spend practicing, they're goal-oriented, their values are ethical, and you can see that common thread all through all the applicants. And so Allison is one of our scholarship recipients, so that's just nice to to meet her. I haven't met her before.
Oh, that's so cool. But speaking of that, Bobby Femia is here, entertainment chair. And there are two people, two companies that really, the Aloha sponsors, we talked about the T-Box sponsors, but the Aloha sponsors really stepped up. And I'm having a hard time reading this small print here. Here, there we go. Quality Air Conditioning and Service. Dwight Akagi, the president, and David Yokoi, Bowman Connectivity Solutions. They were the people who really came out and said, yeah, we want to do this.
And David Yokoi is also our head of our board of directors right now.
Oh,
so
you're at the
quite
club.
Quite involved, yes. Yeah.
Well, Bowman Connectivity Solutions, thank you so much. It's you're doing a great thing, because the young women who are in golf have a passion, as you saw in those applications, and a dedication to so much in life. It's not just golf, you know. And when I imagine some of them are artists as well, like Michelle is such an artist in her own right. And I imagine some of them are dancers and musicians. And Bobby, you see that? Not necessarily.
I'm sure they're also very talented,
yes,
and versatile. They do have their passion for golf, but they also have their outside interests.
Yes.
That I don't know how they find the time, but they do. And, you know, speaking of Michelle, we see her at the Lotte tournament every year because we also work out there. And she's very involved. She's very well-liked on the tour. She does a lot with the ladies and is very good ambassador for Hawaii when she's here. Takes all the players around and L&L drive-in type things.
Yes, they do.
They don't experience on the mainland.
They have a fabulous time, and I was at the ping pong. Love ping pong,
right,
after on Saturday, right, evening, and she was raising money for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and having a good time, and 10, 12 young women from the LPGA volunteered their time to have some fun and come out. And just have a really good time. What my question to you is about, I'm thinking about the artists and the fun. I know that in the past, at the end of the tournament, everybody gets together for the banquet. And I was told that I haven't been yet. I'm going to be there on Sunday. But that a lot of, from the playing, you know, the kids, the women, they would come up and dance, or they would grab instruments and play and perform. It'd be a real Kanakapila, you know, just everybody doing something to be a part of it.
Christina Merkel was always very good. She was our champion, what, 3 or 4 years in a row?
Yes.
She loved that part. She was very involved in that. But the last couple of years, we've had young Japanese winners, and they're a little bit shy, you know, their culture.
Yes.
So
yes,
they're,
yes,
not as apt to get up and participate like that. But our club members are not so shy. We have and our entertainment at the banquet is Hawaiian music and a hula dancer.
Yes.
Who's the granddaughter of one of our members here, Kona Chang. I don't know if he's your competition or not.
No, we're on the same. In fact, in the afternoon, we work together.
Yes.
Kona, I saw his name, that he's going to be at the entertainment.
Right.
Oh, Kona's
right.
Going to be there.
Yes. So we're expecting you at the banquet,
yes,
finally.
And with Susan Ernie, a tournament chair, how did the Japanese invitation start to give the winner of a Japanese event an invitation to play here?
I don't know the background of that. Maybe, Bobby, you can share that information.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Actually, I think I was chairman then a couple of years ago, and one of our members, Kimi Komatsu, is Japanese, and she has a lot of contacts in Japan, and one of the golf clubs over there started this, and a travel agency. They got together, and the golf club and the travel agency put together this they call it a qualifying tournament. And so they get all the very good golfers from their area. I'm not sure exactly where it is, but they put on this qualifying tournament, and I think it's two winners.
Yeah.
Get a trip here to play in this tournament.
Isn't that amazing? I mean,
I think the leader today, right now, is one of those girls.
She is one of those girls. Yes, yes. And what I love about this is Mary B. Porter King put together the Asia Pacific Junior Cup years ago, with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, pitting the top points getters over the year of their season, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association season. So in anybody, there's boys and girls, and the ones with the most points over their season, they're then chosen to go to Japan and play against the top junior golfers in Japan. And then and sometimes the top junior golfers in Japan come over here and play the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup, you see. And so I was thinking, my goodness, I wonder if, you know, at some point our kids have already played against this young lady. You never know.
Very possible, you know, very possible.
But it's wonderful how global, you know, when I started this show, the big push in golf was to create the globalization of the game. So it wasn't so just America and the UK or the Europeans. And, you know, as the Ryder Cup took continental Europe into the fold and then allowed those European players to play on the UK team against the US team. So that became the beginning of globalizing games. And then the spreading of the game to other countries, Asia. And, of course, Siri Park coming from Korea and the strong women on the Japan tour, because they're more popular than the guys are on the Japan tour. It's, you know, in Asia, the women are absolute superstars.
Yeah.
And then they go back. It's really something to see. So we're just having the best time talking, and it is time to take a break. Thank you so much. It's almost 8 o'clock, and we have a lot going on. I'm afraid we might have some young ladies waiting, but we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
I just want to make a little shout-out to some friends of mine in Kahala. They have a new coffee shop. It's called Good Day Coffee. It's the perfect way, of course, to start a good day, right? And they have excellent cappuccinos and espresso drinks. And the Kona beans come straight from the Big Island. And they're right inside the consignment center at 4230 Wailea, right across the street from Kahala Mall, outside seating, free Wi-Fi, and they have delicious toasted bagels. Of course, with Philadelphia cream cheese, capers, red onion, and lox, and it's only $6. And they also have this wonderful, gigantic plate. I mean, their portions are huge. Fat-free Greek yogurt topped with fresh strawberries, beautifully cut up, bananas, blueberries, granola, and a drizzle of honey, and that's just $5. And it's a huge, huge, very wonderful portion. And right now, I'm getting hungry. But We're at the 67th playing of the Jenny K. Invitational Golf Tournament here at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club, Kulia I Kanu'u. Strive for the highest is the motto. And I'm talking this morning with the tournament chair, Susan Earn, joining us. It's so gracious of you. We've got Rick downstairs in the pro shop, hoping to get some of the girls as they check in, and maybe they'll interrupt us in the middle of conversation. Is there someone that you wanted to thank, in addition to the sponsors, the T-Box sponsors, the Aloha sponsors, who made this such a special event?
I think what's also special about this tournament is that the friendships that have been created over the years. We have not only people coming from other countries, but outer islands, and it's these are women that have been playing in the tournament for years, and you see them and you greet them and you know it's just like a little homecoming, and they see each other, and it, also this year we have the past tournament chair from 1994 and 1999, which is Carrie Williams. She's playing in the tournament this year, and that's very exciting to see that even some of the past champions have come back to play. So there's a real history here, not only from the past, and then this new beginning with these with the scholarship winners. And this is our largest championship flight ever, and so you can see that the there's growth coming, and the history and the future is in these young women.
It is. Absolutely. And this is the largest championship flight. You know, I remember days when people would try to sign up for the Jenny K and it'd be filled up. We're not taking any more applications. And this year, I got word that applications hadn't come in. But I think at the last minute, do you notice that people are doing it more like the last minute?
It did trickle in this year. And our application chair, Kathy Ordway, who's fabulous about trying to make sure that everything runs smoothly, she's always anxious because we're never sure, but then almost always it does fill up. We did have a few slots open even on this year's tournament, but we're overwhelmed with the large championship flight. And so I think the tournament this year was a little bit later. And due to that, people are going to graduations, vacations, and also, we're getting a little older. 3 days in a row isn't as easy to play.
But I think for years, people thought it was hard to get in to the Jenny K. And I bring this up now just because I think it's important for people to know it's not hard. You apply. Get your application in to play the Jenny K. And have some fun.
It's fun. It's fun. And as I say, the camaraderie is wonderful. And smiles on your face. I go around and I say, how was your game today? Oh, I don't know, but I had a great time.
I don't know what my game was, but I had fun.
That's right. And that's what we strive for.
Yes. We strive for the highest and we strive for fun.
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to go through some, you were talking about all the, we go from top down, which doesn't seem fair. So I'm going to start from the championship flight. Mari Nakamura, Zoe Yamamoto, Abigail Wu, Ahio Manini Hewlin, Charlie Kapioho Segum, Akira Tomita, Kaylee Ishimizu, Carissa Kilby, Miki Manta, Kyung Yung Lee, Kaylee Akagi, Isabel Wong, Lacey Uchida, Caitlin Tomai, Jeannie Pak, Jaeyun Park, Allison Takamiya, Alana Sakuma, Patty Schremer. Now, Patty, is she one of our older championship flights?
Yes, I think she has had a history with the PGA Tour as I've been told that.
Exactly. So, they're not all young. It's not you don't have to worry. You're not necessarily going to get your pants beaten off.
No. In fact, these gals are, there's a couple of them. Jeannie Pak is one of our members. She's an older gal, and they're in there, and they're, doing their best to keep up with these youngsters, but they're wonderful golfers.
It's like Bobby Cox used Danielle. To say, I don't know about playing anymore. It's really hard now. But she won so many times, champion and coming back and seeing the strength of the youth, it's like, wow. And sometimes it can overwhelm you, and then you just kind of buckle down and work a little harder, and you find your game coming back for you. Then Malia Nam, Kami Hamada,
Danielle,
Amoku Kayano, and Claire Choi. Hi. Do we have somebody in the program?
We have Malia Nam.
Oh, Malia. Yes. Malia. Malia Nam, wonderful young lady. Welcome back into the clubhouse, Malia.
Thank you.
You know, the last time we talked, you were sitting right here in front of me.
Yeah, I remember that.
I have a picture on Facebook. I think I shared it again. Malia's a junior at Kaiser, and she practices here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. I got to ask you, Malia, is it an advantage, practicing home course advantage, or is it really different during competition?
Well, it's definitely an advantage to practice right before the tournament, know how the course is going to be. The way the course is set up for Jenny K is different how I practice, so I do have to change the way I think to play some holes. I would say it's a disadvantage and an advantage because I know the course so well, like how I practice, but during tournament times, it's a little different, so I have to change my mindset a little bit.
You got to be a little on your toes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I think. I know it so well.
I was surprised to hear that during Mid-Pac Open. One of the guys said, you know, he practices here all the time, but the way it's set up and the way things are on the green, it's not what he expects it to be. It's not the same. So he has to be very careful. And I kind of appreciated that, but I didn't understand it completely. And then we had, during the Mid-Pac Open, a member win the Mid-Pac Open. So obviously there's some home course advantage.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend in the morning prepping for your round?
Before a tournament, I like to come about an hour early, about hour 15. I usually go to the range first, spend probably half my time there, and then chip and putt before tee off.
You said you spend half your time on the range and half your time where?
On the green, putting and chipping.
Yeah, I want to emphasize that for anybody who's going to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to hit balls on the range and get ready and loosen up your swing, but it's really important to get those greens down because that's really where you're going to get happy.
Yeah, especially
what are your
we're mid-pack.
Talking with Malia Nam. She's at Iolani, an 0.0 index, by the by. Where are you planning to go next after being a junior at Kaiser?
I have a scholarship for the University of Southern California for golf, so I'm planning to attend there, and we'll see from there. But, yeah, I plan to go to USC and play on their golf team.
You're playing at, oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know you got a scholarship at USC. Congratulations,
yeah. Thank
girl.
Thank you so much.
you're so good. Someone wrote in the notes to me, she's done well because she avoids big mistakes. How do you do that?
Well, I guess I avoid mistakes by practicing repetition. I would say, like, the reason why I play well on the golf course is because I don't make huge mistakes. I don't hit crazy bad shots. I keep my ball in play. So I guess the only way of doing that is just, you know, practicing your swing, making repetition, so that your swing is the same or tries to be the same every time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more of a thinking approach. You know, you're as a conservative, and you know when you're playing offense and defense, and know those different methods to the game. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. It's kind of loud.
That's okay.
In here.
You need to go to your tee time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Malia Nam,
thanks
so much for being on the show. It's great talking with you. I wish you were sitting right here, but I know it's tough. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, another wonderful young lady who's played
Jenny Danielle, Pace. Danielle, we have Zoe Yamamoto.
Excellent. Zoe's
Hello?
Here. Hi, Zoe, how are you?
Hi, I'm very good. How are you?
Excellent. Zoe Yamamoto is a St. Louis, Sacred Hearts grad, 0.7 index, and of course a member of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And
yeah.
You're now at Franklin Pierce University?
Yes, I do.
Did you start golf when you were 5 years old?
Yes, I did. I did.
How did you get into the game?
Well, it started with my dad. He's a big golfer, so I just tagged along with him in the beginning, and then as years went on, I started to, like, enjoy playing with him. So he probably is the one that got me started into golf and playing, and then after that, I just started to love it.
This is your fourth, Jenny Kay?
Yes, this is. yeah.
I got to ask you, does knowing kendo help your game?
I don't know if it would help my game, but it does keep me in shape. So that's one good thing about playing kendo and doing golf. But, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I thought there would be a kind of a mental game aspect to it.
Oh, there definitely is. Yeah, I mean, kendo is, you do have to have mental focus and concentration and goodwill, but I think it has helped me a little bit, but I'm still working on that aspect of golf.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the strongest club in your bag?
I'd say right now it's probably my driver. Yeah.
And so some people say that they were talking about a player who wasn't having a good round the other day, and his driver seemed to be off, and they said that there are two types of players. There are the players who lead with their putter, or they lead with their driver. So if their driver is on, even their putting is good.
Yeah.
Or those who, if their putting's on, even their driver is good.
Yeah.
So
for me, it was, my driver was, yesterday was not a very good day for me. My driver was off, and also my putting was off, so that doesn't help, but I just tried to grind it out as best I could and come in with the lowest score.
I always wonder, they always say you have to let that bad shot go,
yeah.
But when bad shots keep coming at you, I really have to commend you for being able to do that over and over again and grind it out to the end of the day and just
yeah.
stick in it with the tournament.
It's very hard. It's very hard. I'm still learning. After all these years, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Zoe Yamamoto, I don't want to keep you if you've got to get over to your tea time. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
And have a great season.
Thank you.
And have a great tournament. May you hit
hey,
the
Danielle.
Every time. Yes.
Cami Hamada. And about
Cami
2 minutes. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Cami. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. And what a round you had yesterday.
Thank you.
Were you pleased with it?
I was pleased with the back nine. My front nine, I was just still trying to get used to.
So you have also started playing this game at the age of 5. Was it your dad who got you in? Hello?
He's a golf course superintendent, so I was kind of born into the game.
Wait a minute. Is your father Howard Hamada from the Pearl Country Club?
Yeah, but he works at Navy Marine now.
I'm sorry, say again?
He works at Navy Marine.
Okay. Will you say hi to Dad for me? he's a great person, so you were born into the game. I love how you just said that. So you played in the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup. I was talking about it earlier because we have so many of the Japanese winners of tournaments come here to play in the Jenny K. And I was thinking, I wonder how many times some of these players could have crossed paths. What was it like going to Japan and playing?
Oh, it was super fun, like being around. Oh, it was really fun just being able to play with the Japanese people and seeing how they carry out themselves.
And you also were tied for first in the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, and we went into a five-way playoff, so that was really interesting.
Yeah, keeping your head together while you're in a playoff against five equally strong people at that moment. What did you learn in that?
I just learned that I need to focus on myself and play my own game. It was pretty intimidating, but
it prepares you for things like today, going through yesterday, and getting to that front nine and having a great back nine and being tied for seventh now with a group of, it's just really great to see you there.
Yeah.
Cammie Hamada, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Isn't it great? I mean, they're just so willing to come in.
Danielle?
Yes.
Patty Schremer.
Oh, Patty. We were talking about Patty just a minute ago.
Hello. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Patty. We were talking about how, doing the show, we were talking about all the youngsters who are in the Champions flight, and then I got to your name.
And you weren't talking
Patty
about
Schremer.
Me.
Beg your pardon?
You weren't talking about me if you were talking about the youngsters.
Well, no. My point was that it's not all youngsters.
No, it's not. There's a few oldies.
And you and some people, I was talking with some players who had been, champions of the Jenny K, and they came back and it's like, gosh, I can't compete with these young kids. They're just like they don't ever give up. But I think Patty, you're doing a great job competing against the young kids.
Oh, thank you. It's fun. I have daughters that are the same age as the gals that are playing here. I have a 16 and 15-year-old and a 10-year-old, all girls. And I can't get my 15 and 16-year-olds to play golf with me, so at least I have some really cute, energetic, motivated young girls that are playing golf. I think it's awesome. So, and my girls are awesome, too. They just aren't golfers.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Mine are surfers, so evolved into the Hawaii water lifestyle, not the golf lifestyle, but it's great. Great.
They've been lured by the wave.
Yes. But I tell you what, these young girls out here, their composure, I don't think I was like them. I've played golf for a really, really long time, and I remember being the youngster playing some of these amateur events when I grew up on the mainland, and oh my gosh, it seems like these girls have it so together. I'm not sure I would have been quite as composed when I was their age. Playing events like
this. Did you play on the LPGA?
I did, yes, I did. After college, I played professional golf for a lot of years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you went and had three children.
Yes.
When did you come back to the game, or did you ever leave it?
I left. I didn't really compete at all for, probably 7 or 8 years. I would play a little bit here and there, and then I had a shoulder injury. I didn't play for 2 years at all. Kind of nursed that back, and just since we, I applied for amateur status when I turned 50, and I'm now almost 52, so I've been playing again for, pretty steady for a couple years, so it's been fun to get back out there and challenge myself and, realize how much of a mind game it is more now so than even when I was a lot younger, so.
Yes. And I'm so glad you're telling that part of the story, because so many people go out and they don't play the game and they do exactly what you did. They may have had children or gone to work or got an injury and then never got back. But
yeah,
it's so much fun coming back, isn't it?
Oh, it's been so rewarding. I love it more now, I think, than I did when I was probably playing my best. And maybe age has a lot to do with that. You're just more humble, and it's a privilege to be out here every single day that you can get out here. You know, my priority is not golf anymore, so that takes some of the pressure off. So, yeah, I'm loving it. I think anybody who, you know, has a desire to play at any age should get out there and play. Give it a try, you know.
And how about this Jenny Kay Invitational? Is this fun or what?
Oh, really fun. Yeah, great event. And we've had beautiful weather and, you know, so beautiful out here at Mid-Pac. So, yeah, we're so excited to be playing. It's awesome.
Jason Amoy, the superintendent, is always looked at rather askance for the way he sets up the greens. Did you notice that they were 10 yesterday and could be faster today?
Yeah, I could see they could probably get a little faster today. I thought they were really nice yesterday. Actually, in my mind, my expectation was they would have been a little faster yesterday, so... I'm not saying that jinxing myself. They'll probably be rolling super fast today, but it seemed a little slower than what I thought would be. I didn't get out here and play a practice round, so I didn't have an idea in my head before I played tomorrow what the speed was going to be. So, but yeah,
absolutely glorious day, and
yes.
I thank you so much for taking the time out to be on the show.
No problem, Danielle.
Going to your tea time.
Okay, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, we're sitting here with the tournament chair and Susan Earn. And I was just listening, as I started saying earlier, every time I started to say something, somebody jumped in, which is wonderful. Wasn't that something?
Yeah, it's very interesting to hear the comments. Especially I enjoyed listening to what Patty had to say.
Yes.
Yes, it's respected because I'm older than she is, and I learned something from this. You know, and it is a mind game out there sometimes. You have to let, sometimes when your mind wanders, you even play better.
Yes, exactly. I need to take a quick break and come back. Can you stay with me?
Sure.
Absolutely great. Okay, we're going to come back. We're at the Jenny Kay Women's Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and this is the first year that if you sponsored a tee box, the money was raised to fund the Jenny Kay Merit Scholarships. And a whole lot of young ladies are getting those merit scholarships because of the generosity of not just the people who sponsored the tee boxes, but also because of two companies who were stepped up and really said, yeah, we want to do this. And could you give us the names of those two? I don't have them. I moved.
Yes, it's the Bowman Connectivity Solutions. The president of that is David Yokoi, and also Quality Air Conditioning, and the president of that is Dwight Akagi, whose daughter is actually playing today.
Yay, guys!
Yes.
Thank you,
Danielle.
So, yes. Good luck to her.
Well, it looks like before I take a quick break, I'm going to have another young lady on the line.
This is Jeannie Pack, Amateur Golfer of the Year.
Jeannie Pack.
Oh. Hi, Daniel.
Welcome to the show.
I short leg. Hello.
Is that Jeannie? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Fine.
Great. And you know, I got this really cool kind of a synopsis of you were in A Flight. You played the Jenny Kay multiple times.
Yes.
Are you a championship flight player this weekend?
Yes.
How long have you been playing golf? Can you hear me? I've lost... Hello, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Hi. How long have you been playing golf?
Since 1997.
Since 97?
Yes.
And how long have you been playing in the Jenny Kay?
Been playing... beginning of the year, when I started playing, I played a couple times and then I quit a long time. I've been playing maybe last six, seven years.
6, 7 years. So you just came back to the game. I was talking to Patty Schremer just a minute ago about coming back from an injury or coming back from other things that happen in life, and and getting back into the game and enjoying it. Do you enjoy it more now?
Yes, I really enjoyed it, and I compete all the, you know, tournaments, and I love it. Makes me keep
What is it about the Jenny K that brings everybody back to want to play year after year?
Well, this is the biggest tournament in Hawaii, and most of people play, and then, you know, 3 days tournament, and everybody is so serious, and then, you know, I'm one of them playing. I'm so happy to play this tournament, and it's good for everybody, you know, from outside of country or living in Hawaii or the junior golfers or, you know, anybody.
Jeannie Pack right now is tied for 10th in the championship flight.
Yes.
And she's not 18.
Huh?
It's, you know, most of the championship players are kids. And
yes,
it must be fun and invigorating to be playing with the energy they have around you.
To playing with these young people? What is that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, playing with young people. It must be fun.
Oh, yeah. And play with the young people, they make me feel young.
Exactly. It keeps you young.
It keeps me young, and I watch them, and, you know, I try harder. Yeah, then...
What is the best part of your game right now?
Actually, I'm pretty consistent.
The answer,
K-H-N-R. Consistent of everything, actually. I mean, nothing really special. I just keep focusing my, I don't worry about anything else. I just play my own game, and it's just pretty consistent. The driver's pretty consistent. And I'm not a long hitter, so I have to be up and down a lot of holes. So that's best, I think, up and down.
There is somebody in here who kind of disputes your claim that you're not a long hitter.
Yeah, I'm not compared to this kid. I'm always hit last. I'm the first. So I'm amazing, this kid. Yeah.
Makes it's a beautiful
harder.
Golf course.
Huh?
Jeannie, thank you so much for being on the show and joining us and talking to us before your tea time.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take that break now. We'll be back after
thanks.
This. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And just to recap, in case
Danielle.
Yes.
We have the tournament leader, Nakasumi Nakashini. Okay.
Welcome.
With her interpreter.
Okay.
Hello.
This is fantastic. Hello.
Hello.
I want to welcome you to Hawaii and welcome you here.
Thank you.
Into this fantastic Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. And congratulations for your victory in Japan that brought you here to Hawaii.
Thank you. She got. I'm translation. I can help her, and because she can't speak English, and then she got Misaki Cup in Japanese tournament, and she got one, and then so she got the title, and then to come to Hawaii this Jenny K tournament.
What could you ask her? What she likes the best about coming to Hawaii and playing this? Did she expect it to be so beautiful, and what does she like here playing at the Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Just a moment.
Translate it for us and get this. It's really fantastic that this player won this entry and the trip here to Hawaii because she won a tournament in Japan.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And got title and the first title. And then she really likes this scenery occasion, the really beautiful course in the middle park. And really beautiful, and she is really enjoying to play here.
Ask her what her key to the 67 she... Oh, excuse me. Make that a 65. Seven. I was thinking seven strokes under par.
Mm-hmm.
She shot a 65 yesterday.
Yeah, amazing. And I can ask her.
Thank you. I mean, the guys who were playing at the Mid-Pac Open were wanting to shoot 65.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing to see that score last night when it came across my computer, the leaderboard.
Thank you. And I asked her, and Natsumi is talking to me. She just was enjoy to pray and try to be normal feelings. Try to keep normal feelings. Don't get nervous and don't patient. And just enjoying. And she got 65, she said.
And she shot a 65. We should all just be like that. Just enjoy, be patient, and just like what we're looking at, which is how you feel on most golf courses, but certainly the Mid-Pacific Country Club makes you feel that even a little bit more. What was the best club in her bag, shooting the 65?
And also she is really surprising. And then also... Natsumi. And Natsumi said she is still finding how to capture for each course, and she is not sure yet. But also today and the day after tomorrow, today, she tried to be best, and then don't patient, and try to be keep normal feelings as usual.
I think I love Natsumi's attitude because you know we talk about clubs, which was was it the driver that worked for her? Was it her putter that worked for her? She's talking about her mind game and how her mind was working for her more than she is her club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having the time, taking the time. Will you please thank Natsumi Nakanishi, the leader who shot a 65 at Mid-Pac in the Jenny K. Wilson yesterday. Thank you so much. Aloha. Also, Casey Masuda is in second place, five strokes back, and I have Susan Earn here, the tournament champion. What's it like? I mean, you've played a lot of golf. What's it like being in a tournament and having somebody in the lead by, well, five strokes, having that much of a lead?
Well, at this particular tournament, we have the championship flight, and then we have flights A, B, C, D, and E. So most of us are in one of the other flights, and I think you're more focused on what's going on in your own particular flight.
Yes.
And when we come in and look at the scoreboard and we see that someone has shot a 65, which is probably close to a course record here for trying to find out that information.
You're looking in your folder to see if a 65 has ever been shot.
I haven't been able to find that yet,
yes.
But I will try to find that out later.
Yes.
So you're mostly concentrating on what's going on in your own flight, because each flight has, we have medals for the top three people in your own flight. And but when you see that score, and then the championship flight, of course, is we're all in awe, and we sit and watch them tee off, and we just go, oh, wow. So
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I imagine that for the women in this championship flight, it's like, wow, if she can do it, maybe once a 65 is in there for me too. And coming back after a 65, a great round, to follow a great round with another great round is a huge challenge. TJ Kua did that in the Mid-Pack Open when it was raining and just incredible. He had the soft sun Saturday and ended up in the playoff. And I, for the life of me, I can't think of Sawada.
Jason
Sawada, thank you, won that event in the playoff. But that was a tough week. We've got it made, and you are welcome to come here and observe, to watch the women playing. And we've spent all most of our time on the championship flight. I want to go into the A flight. Nicole Nita, Pua Daniels, Mira Hahn, Brianna Finau. I wonder if she's related to Tony. You never know.
I don't know.
Kyrie Williams and Lisa Judge, Yuko Abregas, all at the top of the leaderboard there in the A flight. In the B flight, Kyung Omura, Mira Jang, Maiko Tamagawa, Tanya Watamo, Ann Yoshimura, and Corey Lee Hasselman and Kathy Ordway are at the top of the leaderboard. And then in C flight, Kyung A Park, Mimi Fukushima, Audrey Russo, Bobby Femia. Bobby Femia was on my show just a few minutes ago. They're all at the top of the leaderboard. In the D flight, Shizuku Tamagawa, Sunny Hoare, Biak Frame, Astra Kuyung Singh, and Jung Suk Lesovec are at the top of the leaderboard. And then in the E flight, Vivian An, Kiiko Renoir, Lillian Miao, Shizu Hanshe, and Kimi Komatsu, with Moon Nakano and Wendy Yim at the top of the leaderboard, the last four tied for fourth. We're going to come back after our final break. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, you know, I've talked about all the kids and people who've returned to the game in their 50s, let's say, like Patty Schremer. How about the young lady that I just mentioned in the E-Flight, Kimi Komatsu? Kimi Komatsu is tied for fourth in her flight. She is 80. This is a game for life.
Yes.
And you were talking about that 65. Did you find out what the course record is in the mid for the Jenny K?
I think the course record is held by, Marielle
Gaudiano.
I believe she has the course record, but I don't know what an individual day record might be.
Okay.
I'm still looking at that.
Right, right. And the course record for Marielle Gaudiano, I'm not sure if it was, did she shoot something below 65? Wouldn't surprise me. She's a heck of a player. Marielle, I hope, is Mr. Gaudiano, are you listening? Text me. We have to wrap up the show. You've been such a joy. I hope you'll be with me next year when I celebrate my 20th year doing this show. And we'll be back at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Susan Earn, Tournament Chair, thanks so much for being on the show. It was a real joy to have you with me.
Thank you. We all always appreciate your support.
Absolutely. Love it. It's been 19 years that you have had me drop in. Thank you to Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team helps you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. We're all about avoidance when it comes to planning, you know, the Social Security thing. Really? Do it? Nah, I don't need to do that yet. Do I? Nah. And then all of a sudden, you know, you want to know what your future is. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We've planned everything else. Got to plan this too. And his number is 548-7526. Alan Nakata. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen. They can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. Polished concrete. You know how hard it is to polish concrete? It's easier to cover it over, but it comes out really cool looking when you take the time. And Futurastone is one of those people that can do lots of things, not just the flooring, but also working with tile and with rock. And just all kinds of stuff. So you should get in touch with Futurastone. Only the best. Claude Brousseau, a master PGA, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, a Vision 54 coach. There's only 8 of them in the world. There's only one in Hawaii. Aimpoint certified Golf Channel lead coach. You know, just give him a call. You need a lesson. Claude Brousseau. Claude for bestgolf at gmail.com. Creative Plumbing. Yeah, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a hen house, a new build, a renovation, a repair, a complete do-over, whatever it is, if those pipes are 40 years old underneath the ground all this time and you're along the ocean, you need Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Rainer Doors. Rainer Doors. The most important thing you can do for your home to increase its value, other than painting it, is putting on a brand new garage door, a automatic garage door. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. It's Rainer Doors. You can listen to the show anytime you want at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.